KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. Temperatures holding steady at 17 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A reminder that a winter storm warning continues for Cass and most area counties until noon today, unless otherwise canceled. And a winter weather advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. for the far west and southwest counties. That includes Harrison, Monona, Shelby, Pottawatomie Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. We look for any additional light snow to come to an end this morning, and it has here in Atlantic. And there will be, of course, some blowing of drifting of snows. And most schools in our area have canceled classes for today, or at the very least, had a two-hour late start. You can see the entire list on the homepage at KJAN.com under Community Hub. Look for information you need. A major winter storm dropped more than a foot of snow on parts of Nebraska and Iowa, disrupting traffic and shuttering most schools while blanketing other parts of the middle country. There were early closures of several coronavirus testing sites Monday in Nebraska and Iowa, with both states seeing 12 or 13 inches of snow in place. By Tuesday morning, this morning, at least 4 inches of snow was expected into today across most of an area, stretching from central Kansas northeastward into Chicago and southern Michigan. Elsewhere in the U.S., a storm buried northern Arizona in snow today, or on Monday that is, while sending flurries to the outskirts of Las Vegas and Phoenix. A lawsuit filed by the former Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator against the Shelby County Board of Supervisors and Shelby County EMA was settled last Friday, January 22nd. The settlement provides plaintiff Jason Wickheiser with a total of $860,000. Wickheiser will receive a payroll check in the amount of $58,701 for wages and all standard withholdings. A check will be made to payable to Wickheiser's attorneys, Skinner and Paschke, PLLCE, in the amount of $801,299 for damages, which include physical injury, emotional distress, attorney's fees, and costs. The county's Emergency Management Commission and County EMA had authorized their legal counsel with the Iowa Communities Assurance Pool, or ICAP, to resolve claims against the county. The settlement concludes a case that had been transferred to and pending in Page County District Court. Wickheiser's attorney, Kelly Paschke, told KJAN News the suit was filed to clear her client's name and prove his innocence in an alleged case of improper payroll disbursements. The lawsuit was filed in July of 2019. Paschke said Jason, through the course of his unemployment, was not your typical 9-to-5 employee due to the nature of his emergency management position.
Not only was he on call regularly, but he often worked, late hours, well into the evenings, called out in the middle of the night. And then he'd have to cover shifts for dispatchers, which are also under the authority of the Emergency Management Commission. So, he'd fill in dispatch shifts if a dispatcher had to be off work and that type of thing. So Jason worked a significant amount of overtime over the years. For many, many years, he worked a lot of overtime.
The overtime was compensated through either an overtime rate, such as an hourly employee at time and a half, or comp time in lieu of overtime, allowing him to take time off at a later date.
The problem arose when Jason discovered that when he was earning comp time, he was only earning it on an hour-for-hour basis instead of time and a half, which is what it should have been, because he's earning it in lieu of overtime wages. Mm-hmm. He began questioning why he wasn't earning his comp time on a time-and-a-half basis and started asking some of those questions.
The supervisor, she said, decided maybe Jason was just earning too much, so they took away his comp time altogether, which in turn led to the lawsuit. The petition alleged that the defendants knowingly and intentionally failed to compensate Wickheiser for his labor, services, and paid leave. The county went to the state of Iowa auditor's office and requested an audit, which led to the county hiring its own auditing firm, RSM US LLP, out of Indianapolis, to conduct an internal audit of the time-off policies within the EMA. A special investigation was released in March of 2019, where Wickheiser was named in the audit report. He was named among the others for allegedly receiving improper payroll totaling $13,494. His employment was then terminated. Paschke says the auditing firm failed to include Wickheiser's comp time in their analysis.
When RSM was looking at the time off that Jason took, they were comparing it to just vacation time he was allowed to earn, the PTO he was allowed to earn. They weren't taking into consideration the comp time he had also earned during that period of time for the overtime hours he had worked. Now, this was pointed out to them on a number of occasions to the county and the county's lawyer, and they just didn't care. They didn't care. I think all Jason was guilty of is being a hard worker, working a whole lot of overtime and covering shifts for people. And in return, the county cherry-picked you know, what time off they wanted to give him credit for.
She says it's incredibly frustrating that Jason's good name has been dragged through the mud in the community, all because somebody had a bone to pick with how much he worked, apparently. Paschke noted that it seems a little unusual that rather than vote themselves, they being the EMA Commission and supervisors, on the settlement agreement, they authorized their legal counsel to do it.
A lot of it, I think, is about public accountability. I mean, the supervisors and some of the EMA employees, rather than look at the information that was right in front of them and evaluate it as it is, they decided to go on a witch hunt and drag Jason through the mud. And I don't think anybody can deny that Jason was always there when he was asked to work. And it's really unfortunate that the county and the EMA are losing such a good employee.
Elsewhere in the news, the Creston Police Department this morning said they arrested a man following a traffic stop. Authorities say 31-year-old Andrew Long of Creston was arrested around 3:50 a.m. at Elm and Adams Streets for OWI first offense. Long was being held at the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The governor's plan to provide $5,000 state scholarships to cover private school or homeschooling expenses is being debated in the Iowa Senate this week. The plan would also stop administrators in five school districts with voluntary diversity plans from denying open enrollment transfers out of those districts. Logan Shine is one of the Governor Reynolds' policy advisors.
We're empowering parents with the ability to choose what's best for their children.
Trish Wilger is an executive director for the Iowa Association of Choice in Education.
This is about giving parents the ability to choose what they feel works best for their child, putting parents in the driver's seat, giving parent options.
The new state scholarships will be available for students living in the 34 Iowa public school districts with the lowest student test scores and high school graduation rates. Chuck Hurley of the Family Leader said the proposal is targeted at schools that aren't doing well.
What we really need to do with education policy, in our opinion, is be first and foremost concerned about the students' outcomes. We should fund children and not particular systems. And any public school that's concerned about this bill, that's doing a good job with the children, should not have anything to fear.
Opponents far outnumbered supporters during an online public hearing Monday. Betty Andrews, president of the Iowa-Nebraska NAACP, said the governor's plan will hurt public schools.
This bill would potentially finance a cycle that could lead to segregation of Iowa schools, allowing wealthier families to flee public schools for less diverse charter or private schools, and reducing funds for poor and minority students.
Jesse Howard, a member of the New London School Board, is a Southeast Iowa District Director for the Iowa Association of School Boards. He calls the scholarships vouchers.
Vouchers represent a rural to urban shift in resources. The survival of rural schools depends on adequate state funding. As one parent told me this weekend, this bill is going to create the Wild West of public education and be the death of what we look at for quality public education.
Anderson Sansi, that is a member of the Dubuque Community School Board, said shifting state dollars to private schools will have a negative impact on poor, middle class, and racial minorities.
I hope our legislators will truly live by our goals and missions to do what's best for all Iowans, not some.
So the Senate committee began debating the plan Monday afternoon. The expectation is the full Senate will vote on it as soon as Thursday. Finally, in state news, there are new guidelines for participation in Iowa Senate subcommittee hearings after a brief pornographic incident on Monday. The hearings are being held online this year, so members of the public don't have to trek to the State House during the pandemic to testify for or against bills. Internet trolls tried to disrupt a virtual meeting of Senator Amy Sinclair, moderated on Monday.
What is happening is disgusting, and if that's what you think is a good idea to have included in a subcommittee on educational topics, then you honestly don't deserve to be a part of that conversation.
The new guidelines require participants to provide some sort of an on-screen identification before they'll be allowed into the virtual forum. Monday's subcommittee hearing had nearly 300 participants. Sinclair ordered the removal of the few who were laughing and making inappropriate gestures.
I will not tolerate pornography or hidden insults.
The so-called Zoom bombers began disrupting government meetings and even online classes as the use of the platform soared during the pandemic. Zoom recommends against sharing details of meetings on social media and notes there is a way to disable cameras and mute the audio of those participating. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.